You're listening to the radioantenna.com.
This is London Court.
Frightening.
Casting is no longer a toy.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
7:23 is the time. Eastern Daylight Saving Time, 7:23. Time once again for Mike Carlton, live and slightly pissed from London.
Oh, dear, we had joy, we had fun.
We had seasons in the sun.
And the... what are you doing?
Up the bum. Yes, yes. The stars we could reach, Michael, were just starfish on the beach. They don't write them like that anymore, do they?
And Cavalli Lum Bloody Brusco, for Christ's sake. I use that for brake fluid.
What an oath.
You've got to be careful when you drink it, because if you spill some, it can melt the crimpline of your safari suit, I've found.
Absolutely. Your lips turn... doesn't matter. I won't say what you have to your lips.
No.
How are you, Douglas?
I'm remarkably well. A man who never drinks is always well, Michael.
Yeah, that kind of lets you out there, honey.
It's goodbye time. This is our last report, our last little intercourse.
I bet you haven't yet played See the Tree, how big it's grown, that friends who hasn't been so long.
Yes. It wasn't big.
Let's get back.
Oh, no. Three music programmers have already committed suicide this morning. I think a fourth is about to do so. What do you have for us? Do you have any stories for us at all, young man?
No, not at all. I just wanted to say hello and goodbye. No stories. No, boring, rotten old stories. Nothing happening here except the collapse of the English monarchy. Apart from that, nothing, really.
You are shortly to journey back to Oz. We will have you on the wireless, back in the industry, in the brotherhood, in the bosom of your companions. What, next year?
I don't know.
Oh, you know. You lying bastard. Why not fess up? You're the aggressive interviewer. You're the man who harasses pompous people on both sides of the planet. I'm going to have a go. Cough up. Fess up. I've got you on the spot. You're coming back to Sydney to broadcast. Don't lie to me.
I may yet go into the bloody newspaper business, actually. I may yet actually go and write a bloody newspaper column. I, with luck, might be the new Heather Chapman. You don't know yet, brother. You don't know.
We're about ready for a new one. I shouldn't say that. I spoke to Heather yesterday. She's just delightful. I think we should take this opportunity to wish her both well. Don't you?
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in this.
I played that for her. It's one of her favorite songs.
Yeah, right. Well, you wouldn't. Well,
and Lindsay used to talk to that.
Are you happy? Are you?
TheRadioAntenna.com.